Taste, touch, smell, see, hear. As we tell the story of Jesus' birth this morning, we begin with taste.
Action.
For me, when I was pregnant, salt and vinegar chips. It was all about salt and vinegar chips. I hated the smell of a barbecue, and green beans tasted like toothpaste, and toothpaste tasted like green beans.
So I craved oranges throughout my pregnancies. I would sit down and eat about six at a time, at a minimum. And I was so obsessed with them that my friend from work would even bring kilos of them into work and have them cut up and prepared and ready for me to eat as soon as I walked into the tea room.
When I was pregnant with Miller, I was so sick in the first trimester that pretty much all I could eat was Vegemite toast. As time passed and I started feeling better, I started craving new foods that I hadn't really enjoyed before, like watermelon and plain chocolate.
So in the first half of my pregnancy, I could only eat custard donuts, croissants and orange juice. And then in the second half of my pregnancy, I got diagnosed with gestational diabetes.
When I was pregnant, I really craved Greek yogurt and pizza. And I think I may have passed that on to Margot. Do you like pizza?
The word of God comes to Mary, and she does not run away. May it be as you said. And then there is a queasiness, like she has been tossed around in the ocean, even though her feet are still on dry land. The smell of food she once loved now has her hurling. It won't be long before people notice the changes in her body. They'll judge her and condemn her, scandalize. They'll say, the word of God does not come like this. But Mary knows differently. She walks by the homeless and she shares her scraps with them. They long to be filled with good things, for the fried fish they can smell, for fresh bread baking. This is why Mary has said yes. She receives so that they might be filled. The word of God has come to Mary, and she does not run away.
You are invited to taste. Take and eat pita bread dipped in hummus. Taste and be reminded that God became one of us. Jesus tasted too. You're invited to taste the sweetness of a lollipop. And remember that God is good. We've seen how Mary's life was touched by God. And though it might be hard to think about where God is at the moment, I want us to have some time and open it up actually for people to share. Even in this really difficult year, how has God touched your life? How has God been at work?
The word of God comes to Joseph, an angel in a dream. And the angel says, Mary, Mary, take her hand, do not be afraid, for I am the God who created the heavens and the land and the seas. It is by my spirit that she has conceived in the darkness, hovering over the waters, new life in her womb. Touch her skin, feel the little kicks and beats. Name this child Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Salvation comes from God. Mary's Mary.
I wonder what smells come to your mind when you think about Christmas.
Christmas smells like dirt, because if you had a real Christmas tree, you could maybe bring dirt from the stump home.
Christmas tree?
Why does it smell like a Christmas tree?
I don't know.
Like cookies.
Cookies!
Why does it smell like cookies?
Because we always make them every year.
Do you have any favourite cookie?
Gingerbread man, gingerbread dogs for my dog. Because we make gluten-free ones and with doggy biscuits in them.
Yum!
Christmas smells like tinsels on the tree on the Christmas tree.
And why is that? Is that because we get them out at Christmas time?
Yeah.
It smells like Christmas trees, like... I like the smell of, like, freshly cut Christmas trees.
Ginger man's.
What's a ginger man's?
E-M-Y-E-M-O.
Oh, yum. Okay, and Kayla, what does Christmas smell like to you?
It smells like our Christmas bush, because whenever it's December, I can smell the smell of the Christmas bush, and then remind me of Christmases. Yeah, because it always has a particular smell whenever it's near Christmas.
The word of God has come to Bethlehem. Not a great city by any means, but still there's enough people here that you can smell their sweat and piss, the smell of unwashed bodies and dirt caked to skin. You breathe in and out and you smell hay and cows and donkeys, manure and blood, a baby is coming. The baby takes his first breath. You can smell his mother and his father, and Mary, she can't stop sniffing him. He smells milky and pure, new and sweet. The God who breathes life has come, bringing the fragrance of heaven, bringing hope. The word of God has come to Bethlehem. Breathe. The word of God has come. What do you see? What do you imagine? Obviously, this is an audio recording, so you can't actually see some of the artworks we looked at in our gathering, and you can't see the kids' film that the families put together, which is them imagining the story of Jesus' birth. But I encourage you to close your eyes and picture the story once again. What do you see and how do you feel? Sometimes we don't just see images, we also might hear sounds. We're very blessed to have Jamie compose an instrumental piece as he meditated on the story of Christmas. He wrote this piece and we got to listen to it as we thought about not only what do we see, but what do we hear and how do we feel as we think about the birth of Jesus.
Shema Yisrael Adoshem Echa Ose Shalom Bimroma Ose Shalom
God has come into this world and the angels start singing. Like a symphony, low and high notes mingle in the air. Their sounds proclaim this good news. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, on all whom his favor rests. Turn up the song and celebrate. God has drawn near.
We remember and celebrate how through the ups and downs we are held by the Creator, led by the Spirit, and surrounded by the love of Christ. Taste, touch, smell, see, hear. The Word of God was made flesh and dwells among us. Thanks be to God for a love like that, a love forever in pursuit of you and me. God bless you this Christmas.